All right. Thank you, Daddy. It's 8:40 on the ticket. Mike Ducey sitting in for Junior Miller today. The invasion's coming up here. Matt McLaren is funny. He cracked me up yesterday, and we'll hear some of the reasons why. It actually had to do with what we're about to hear about right now, and that is the Belichick interview that we all can't get enough of on CBS Morning Show. We played some of this yesterday. We talked about it again today. Apparently, this relationship between 73-year-old Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, it's gotten to the point where there are reports that there are officials at North Carolina now that are concerned with this relationship, that it may be distracting to Belichick. The fact that she cut off the interview multiple times with CBS, even when he was talking football, I think is another indication that there could be trouble here. So, Mike, as you know, we try to get to the bottom of a story.
Of course.
And we have found a deep throat informant who apparently was at this interview between CBS and Bill Belichick. And this deep throat informant joins us now via satellite, we do believe, from North Carolina. We've disguised their voice, so we won't know who this is. Good morning.
Yes.
Okay.
I was in the ring with the Bill Belichick and the Jordan Hudson during the interview.
Okay.
The relationship between them is so troubling.
Is it?
I can hardly speak of it because I still have the post-PTSD disorder after having witnessed their profound dysfunction. So I will not speak of it.
Well, we just have a couple of questions.
Okay.
First of all, are you friends with Coach?
I prefer not to speak with that sort of specificity.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. But what did you witness there in the interview?
They arrived in Bill's Rolls Royce.
Whoa.
Well, she arrived in Bill's Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
He arrived in a shopping cart that was tied to the back bumper. And he looked scared to death after hanging on for dear life for all those miles, as the cart had extreme twitch wheels.
I always get those cards.
So annoying.
When she got out, her tiara hit the door frame. Mm. So she ordered the chauffeur to drive the car directly off a pier into the ocean. With himself still belted in.
Oh, no!
We all watched as he complied out of pure fear of the Hudson wrath.
Yeah, boy, she must really be something.
Bill then exited the shopping cart, and that was when she allowed him to put on clothes.
So he'd been nude up to this point.
That's when he put the navy sweatshirt on.
He had arrived naked and covered in sores.
Oh, gosh.
With the word slut written in lipstick across his breast.
Okay, I'm finding that hard to believe.
After he was clothed, it was then, and only then, when they entered the interview room.
Mm-hmm.
But I must tell you at this point that she doesn't treat him horribly all the time.
Well, that's good.
There were times when she was actually nurturing.
Hmm. How so?
For example, in the middle of the interview, when she changed his diaper while he maintained eye contact and answering questions.
Oh,
then it is obvious that she controls all aspects of this life.
Yeah, I guess.
He had to ask for permission to drink a soft drink, for example.
Hmm.
He is only allowed one per month.
Oh, gosh.
At another point, he had to ask for permission to urinate, but she granted it, and that's when Bill's eyes went wide for a moment, then relief spread across his face.
Okay, this is Bill Belichick. I can't believe that he would agree to this type of treatment.
She once cut off the interviewer and went over to Bill to fix his hair, and she put his hair in pigtails. Then, after about 10 minutes, she was dissatisfied with that and put his hair back to normal and had to repeat that whole part of the interview again.
Oh, man, what a beating.
So there's 10 minutes of footage of Bill answering football questions wearing pigtails with pink barrettes.
I haven't seen that footage yet.
The interviewer at one point got mad at Mrs. Hudson and called her a Yoko Ono.
Oh, wow. I bet she doesn't know who that is.
Miss Hudson got mad at that after Googling the name.
See?
And said that it was sexist and racist.
Oh, gosh.
Because she wasn't no dirty Japanese.
Oh, my God.
End quote.
That's what she said. Okay.
She said.
Okay.
The exact quote.
At one point during the interview, her cell phone rang, and I heard her saying to the cell phone that I mentioned earlier in the sentence, quote, "There is no negotiation on this, Mr. Goodell. Shedeur Sanders will not go before the fifth round."
Wow. She controlled the draft.
What a monster.
She controlled the draft. Her power knows no bounds.
Oh, my gosh.
I tried to listen to more of the Goodell conversation, but at the time, she had Bill tied up and suspended by his nipples.
Okay.
And his cries of pain and pleasure drowned out most of the conversation.
Pleasure?
When asked why Bill was so submissive to her, Miss Hudson pointed to her lemonade and fudge makers.
Okay.
And then also briefly mentioned the oversized gun she was currently holding at Bill's hand.
Oh, man.
When the interviewer asked Bill why he was so submissive, he cried and said, "Because she sometimes lets me have a second bowl of dog food 12 hours later if I'm a good boy."
All right, there's no way that it's that bad for a lady.
I cannot speak anymore.
No way. But no, we have more questions.
What does he have? What's the two deep look like?
But then,
right.
Okay. There goes the deep throat informant. Man, it's really is crazy there in North Carolina.
Changing his diaper while he maintains eye contact with the interviewer.
There's a bingo in there somewhere.
Yeah.